Please go ahead and turn your books to 118. The song books, that is, 118. That'll be the song that we sing following the lesson. The lesson is on 118 this evening. If you were here Wednesday night in our singing, I gave the short talk, and the short talk was on a particular song. It was a very brief look at a particular song. Tonight, I wanted to do the same thing in bringing the words that we see in this song of 118, Take Time to Be Holy. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" God expects us to be holy, and this is what the writer of this song decided to base this song on, is take time to be holy. We are to be holy. And as you see the song starting off, it always starts off each of the verses, take time to be holy. The first verse, it says, "Speak oft with thy Lord." You know, we are to pray. That I take that as praying unto God, unto our Savior, and we need to speak off. I mean, some say, well, I can talk to Jesus too. Well, I can talk to Jesus through prayer also. We pray to God, but Jesus is our mediator, so we can speak off with our Lord. In Luke chapter 18, Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, and then talking about prayer, then it says, "Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." We are to pray. It gives us encouragement. It should give us encouragement as we pray. And also in part of the armor of the God, the armor of our Lord in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, it says, after we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We are to speak off with our Lord then. Going on there in verse 1 of the song, it says, "Abide in him always and feed on his word." Okay, in order to abide in him, we need to know his word. So we're going to have to study. We're going to have to know what his word is. We're going to have to read his word. If you look at verse 2 of this song, and the third line of the song in verse 2, it says, "Abiding in Jesus, like him thou shalt be." And these two go together, this part of verse 1, abiding in him always and feed on his word, and then abiding in Jesus in that verse 2, like him thou shalt be. When we abide in Jesus and feed on his word and do that which is found in his word, we are going to be like him. Let's look at some verses here. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Again, my purpose in looking at songs from time to time is so we can understand the songs that we sing. I believe we get a better knowledge, a better understanding of the song that we are singing when we look at what the song is trying to bring out. Again, take time to be holy. So we need to abide in Jesus and feed on his word. We need to be like him. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24, it says, "Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. We learn from what we read, and as we abide in that word, we are going to be like him. In 1 Peter chapter 2, after he says that we lay aside the malice, the deceit, the hypocrisy, the envy, and the evil speaking, he says as in verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Again, growing in Jesus and growing in his word is what we need to do. And as Jesus said himself in John chapter 15 and verse 4, which says, and this is talking about the vine, that we're a part of we're a branch connected to the vine, and Jesus is the vine. It says in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And in verse 4 it says, abide in me, and I in you, as that branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we can see that we need to abide in Jesus and be a part of him and be like him. Okay, as we go along in the song, in verse 1, back in verse 1, down in the third line, it says, make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. We are to look out for one another. We are to, it says, make friends. We are to love one another. In Acts chapter 20, Paul, as he's talking to the elders at Ephesus, Acts 20 and verse 35, he says, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this. Let me back up to verse 34 to get the thought there. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We are to support each and every one, but especially the weak. Help them through as they grow. Again, going back to 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, when we are first become Christians, we are just babes in Christ, and we need help. We need the help as we grow. And what each one of us, as we go through this life, need to help one another to get through the difficulties and to grow in Jesus, in God, and in his word. The last line of that first verse of the song says, forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul wrote to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, and verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. The only place that we can get the blessings is in Christ. We might say, well, God blesses even those that are on the just and the unjust. He'll rain upon the just and the unjust. Well, there are physical blessings that everyone will have here in this life, but we as Christians will receive the spiritual blessings, and only if we are in Christ can we have those spiritual blessings. So going on to verse 2 of this song, take time to be holy, the world rushes on. And boy, that is very true. I can look back, I am 67 years old, I'm proud of it. It doesn't bother me. Mike's even older than me. Yeah. That's by a month and a few days. But I'm 67 years old, but it doesn't seem like it. I mean, it just has flown by. It doesn't seem like there could be. I look back, and back when I was, quote, young, I thought, wow, 67 is a long time. It is not a long time. In fact, let's turn to James chapter 4. In James chapter 4, we learn that we're just a vapor. Our life is just a vapor. And beginning in verse 13 of James chapter 4, it says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." And that is really true about our life. It doesn't last. We might think, well, that's a long time, but it's not. It goes by very fast. And we need to make sure, though, when we look at that, the world does rush on. It just keeps on going and going. So, in order to make the most of our time, it says, spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. You know, Jesus was a great example of this. Going to Luke chapter 5, when Jesus was here on earth, of course, because of all the miracles that he performed, people were always around him wanting help, whatever it might be, to get over some illness, to have some benefit from Jesus. And so he had, he had no time, as far as free time to be by himself. And in fact, in Luke chapter 5, notice verse 16. After he had performed a miracle, it says in verse 15, "However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmity. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." And that's what it says for us. You know, as the world rushes on, we need to take time to pray unto God. We need to take time to meditate on his word. And there are several verses that we could have looked up to talk about meditating on his word. And, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, think on these things. It's actually, a word is also, and depending on what translation you have, meditate on these things, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honorable, and such like. So we need to spend some time with Jesus alone, with God alone, meditating on his word, praying. And we need to make sure, because, again, the world is quick and goes by us very quick. In the third line, we've already talked about abiding in Jesus, like him thou shalt be. And in the fourth line of that second verse, thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see. What are we going to be as we go through this life? We're going to be examples. And in order for us to be good examples, we need to, again, study God's word and be like him so we can show his way to others in our actions. Turning to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let us notice what Paul tells Timothy as he goes about preaching the gospel wherever he might be working with whatever church he is working with and preaching the gospel. It says in verse 12 of chapter 4, 1 Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So we need to be that example in all that we do in this life. So we can show our friends, they're going to see us more than they might hear us. And they're going to watch us. And as long as we are following Jesus and showing that example, we are going to be a good example to those round about us. The third verse of take time to be holy, take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. each thought and each motive beneath his control. So when we are calm in our soul, we are under control. We can have peace. And when we are in control of ourselves, our thoughts are in control, our motives are in control, but whose control are they under? As long as we study God's word and follow that, our thoughts, our motives, our work, our actions are going to be under control of God's word. Let's notice, let's go to James chapter 3 here. James chapter 3. This is the, as James talks about in the first part of chapter 3, in verse 2, he says, talking about the tongue. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. So as we see here, again, when we can control our tongue, because it's the hardest part to control, we should be able to control all our body, all the actions of our body, to keep it in line with the way we should be acting. Go down to verse 13, and we'll read the rest of this chapter 3 of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if we have bitter envy and self-seeking in our hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Again, we are to be that good example, to be at peace, to be calm, under control of all our thoughts and motives as we go through this life. The third line of the third verse, it says, thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love. Again, the Spirit gave us the word and guided men in writing the word. And by being led by that word, we can find fountains of love. If you want to know about love, you need to read John. Not just the Gospel of John, but first and second and third letters of John. Let's go to 1 John and let's read a few verses here talking about love. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Look at verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Notice verses 20 and 21. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So we need to love. We need to have those fountains of love, that love that boils up in us and is out there helping one another. And then the last verse, the last line, it says, Thou soon shall be fitted for service above. You know, as we walk in this life, I believe as we read the Word of God and study the Word of God and see what we need to be doing, we're preparing ourselves for eternal life. That's what we're really preparing ourselves for, is eternal life. For when we go to be with God, We are going to be servants. Let's go to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Let's notice verses 3 through 5. This is talking about heaven. John, as he writes here, is talking about heaven. In verse 3 it says, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." Notice what that says there. "And his servants shall serve him." We're all going to be servants, serving God in heaven. Verse 4, it says, "They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever." That's what we have to look forward to. And again, if you look at this song, "Take Time to Be Holy," I believe the author was trying to get across to us all the things that we need to do here, or many of the things that we need to do in order to prepare ourselves, be what we need to be here, and building ourselves up here in that which is godly, in being holy. Take time to be holy. What did we start with in 1 Peter chapter 1? "Be holy, for I am holy," God says. Are we prepared for that? We need to be. Hopefully we have learned something about this song that maybe we had overlooked in times past. But we need to be active in God's service. We offer the time at this time, if there may be someone here that has not become a Christian, if you know the gospel, if you've heard the gospel, you need to believe it. It's going to tell you some actions that you need to do. One of those is to repent. Your life, your past life, has not been in acceptability to God. You need to change. Turn to God. That's repentance. You need to confess Jesus as the Son of God. And you need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you need to walk from that watery grave, rise from that watery grave, to walk in newness of life. And that is what we look forward to here. And if you are not walking, if you've become a Christian, or not walking as you should, you need to change. If it be of a private matter, please go to God in repentance and ask forgiveness. If it is of a public nature and you need the prayers of the saints, please make that known also at this time. If you need to respond, please come forward as we stand and sing.